Hi everyone, my name is Vicky and I'm in Debola's Lounge. Hello lovelies, welcome to another episode on Debola's Lounge. I'll be talking about fashion on this episode, particularly the fashion shows that have been happening, Lagos Fashion Week, GT Fashion Week, Vicky James competition that she did, literally everything that has been happening in the fashion industry lately. And to talk about that, I have with me Vicky, a fashion designer and creative director of Toria Stitches. Welcome to my lounge, Vicky.
Hello everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Because it's not easy to be here. See this lounge, like I bring only top-notch people to my lounge. So imagine being here.
Anyway, feels so good,
how actually. Are you doing? Tell us how your week went.
Okay, well, my week has been stressful, you know, knowing that, you know, in the fashion industry, you have to keep it coming. You have to be consistent as much as possible. So my week has basically been stressful, but at least I took breaks and, you know.
What did you do this week that was stressful?
Dresses, I have to bead, you know, and, you know, I have to make sure the finishing is as good as possible. Dealing with different clients, different perspectives. So that's it.
Okay, I want you to tell us more about yourself. Like, we know you're a fashion designer, but, like, tell us about you.
Okay. I'm a student, which not everybody knows. I'm a student of Caleb University. I'm in my final year.
And biggest girl, this is upcoming graduate.
It's been good because that's not been easy. Well, skip that.
What are you studying?
Biochemistry.
Interesting.
So final year biochemistry. So that's just one of the things about me. And also, you know, I love fashion. In fact, I feel like that's basically me. When someone asks me, apart from, we know you're a fashion designer, tell me more about yourself. That is more there is to me. Like, I could legit interpret fashion with music at the same time. Sometimes I interpret movies with fashion. Like, it basically has to be details. You understand? That's how we roll.
Okay. I want to ask you what got you involved in fashion. But, like, I feel like you're probably going to say, oh, it was inside me. But I want you to still say it.
No.
What got you involved in fashion?
What got me involved in fashion was the fact that I was not yet in school. I had not gotten admission then in 2018. Okay. So I could not sit at home. And then immediately my mom told me, come, you can't be sitting at home. What can we do? I said, mommy, I want to learn a skill now. Let's try fashion. She was like, oh, let's go to mommy tenny now. Mommy tenny is really good. And I was, she said, no, mommy tenny is far. She stays far. So just find somewhere near you.
Okay.
So for like 6 months, I was learning the basics with one woman, Auntie Emi, one local chef that then. I still see her when I go home sometimes. So that's how it started. It's boredom, actually, that made me start fashion.
Yeah, no one would just want to, like, waste 1 year of...
Yeah, exactly. That's what made me start, to be honest. And then when I started, I was like, okay now, let's go.
Okay. What's your style?
Well, I can't really say I have a style yet. I'm still trying to find my niche.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find my niche, but my best sellers, to be honest, are, you know, custom wares. Just creating custom designs, not just copywriting any design, you know, just finding what comes out of my head. Okay, this is going to be really nice, and then just create. That is what designers do. So that is it. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So I saw that you entered Vicky James competition. How was that? I know that it was ethic. We saw all the background. Oh, I have to sort this. Oh, you guys. Oh, can you call? But, like, I want you to, like, tell us how the experience was.
That experience was so amazing, actually. It was so, so amazing, you know, to be right there and where you've always wanted to be. Actually, you know, I've loved Vicky James. I've loved her style for so long. Yeah. I've been following her up since 2018. Yes, is that far? Mm-hmm. So me saying that, it was actually really tough to actually attend, cause with funding, you know, to fund my dress, like this dress
How many dresses did you make for the competition?
No, I wasn't competing for Vicky James Gala.
Okay.
I attended. So it was me attending the gala. So I attended.
Okay, but I saw like you on the stage knitting something, beading or something.
Okay, that was a draping competition. That was part of the table of contents for the day.
Oh.
So they just selected randomly. So I was selected for the draping.
Yeah.
The experience was so nice. You know, when you're on stage and then you have to walk under pressure. You have to walk under pressure, knowing that, oh my God, your head is all over the place and you want to deliver. You want to make sure the audience that are seeing your work, they like what you've, you know, draped.
Yeah.
But the experience was so beautiful. The guests and, you know,
did you network and stuff?
Yes, I did. I networked to a few people I saw there, you know, people that actually commented. Okay. On my dress, because that dress was tight, so snatched. I couldn't really do so much, you know. I had to be all prim and proper in that dress.
You guys, she wore a pink dress and it was beautiful, I'm telling you.
Thank you. It was so amazing, actually, and I enjoyed it.
Okay, so how was your experience at Lagos Fashion? I know that this was not a tiny competition or whatever, but like you attended, and I remember last year. Okay, let me tell you guys that. I'm not even sure I introduced both of us properly, but Vicky and I are really close friends, FYI.
Yeah.
And last year, yeah, we're trying to attend Lagos Fashion Week.
Yeah.
But we now figured out that you had to... Yeah, strictly on invitation, so that we did not attend. But this year, Vicky went. She slid me. She slid me, I went.
No.
But, okay, I could not go, Sha, because I was like really busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, how did you get past to attend that?
It was strictly by invitation last year. And then for this year's, actually, let's not lie, even though it wasn't strictly by invitation, they made it like, they were inside event.
Yeah, so how you knew someone?
I knew someone.
Okay, so last year, this year, I mean, I cannot attend. Koburu. Okay. So, you knew someone, that person.
I knew
someone. Out of like all the outfits, like the designers, which one stood out for you?
I loved Oriri's designs. Her detailing was so beautiful. I loved the details. Out of all, I loved Oriri's designs. Oriri's designs were... You should check her out, guys. Oriri. And then someone actually messaged me on IG one day and sent her picture. And like, you look like Oriri. I'm like, I was like, no. No, even we should be coming down. But Oriri's designs, you should see her detailing. All the dresses had nice detailing. The ruffle dresses... You know, it's not even everybody had neat finishing, but for her, her details were like, tell me you're a woman, you're a proud woman, and then you are a very courageous woman. Bold. No, you should check it out. That is what
the fact that I'm not familiar with this designer, but I know a couple of, like, I think the designers that, okay, so I wasn't able to attend the event, obviously, but I followed this content creator and she was like she was supposed to create content, video content for that event. So like she was able to like capture everything that happened from the... Which day did you attend?
The last day.
She was literally able to attend day one, day two, day three, day four. Like I understood everything that happened. Yeah. She's the Sunflower. I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. So like I followed your event page. Yes, now she was like the content creator for it. Anyways, so like I think the designers that I was really interested in were the ones that did like blazer fits. Like there was this Rick Ducey. I'm not sure I got the pronunciation well, but like he did like a blazer set. Like designs were like fire. So even though I'm not like a really fashion person, but obviously I know what I like and what I don't like. Anyways, moving on to GT. Fashion Week is happening, but like I'm not even sure I've really seen things about this Fashion Week as much as I did for Lagos Fashion Week, but I saw some guys, like the outfits they wore, And I'm like, guys are not even playing. They are not joking. Yeah. You know, like, normally you just expect, like, the ladies to be the one that should
also
be banger.
Let me even put this out. I love the designs that I saw guys put out in Lagos Fashion Week. No, they were killing it. They really was killing it. Oh my God. They were killing it. This guy, Denola. Ha, no, fire.
Actually, all of them were killing it. Why did you say my man's name with such... I don't like it. I didn't mean that. I mean, that one's the man. I know we said Denola.
Then this was...
Denola Gray now.
Denola Gray.
Okay. But you said his name with so much... babe, if you are listening to this... just know that I don't know why she called your name like that.
You are listening to this. We love you.
Anyway, okay. So, who was your best dress in Lagos Fashion Week? Like celebrities, influencers.
Okay. I think Denola, he did it all for me. Like,
what about
he was so confident. Then for the female, I met with Senami, Star Senami. I loved her crochet piece so much. It's not like your regular crochet piece anywhere. So she really killed it for me for that. Style Senami.
With the way this this edition went, how do you expect next year's one to be?
Fire. Ha, no.
This one fire.
This one was hot. It was hot. So next year is definitely me bringing my own show to the game.
Otto. So you'll be exhibiting too?
Yes, I'll be exhibiting too. So you guys should watch out for Toria Stitches.
Okay. Anyways, so let's talk about you personally now. Let's talk about Toria Stitches.
Yeah.
How long have you been running the business for? Like, you learned 2018, but like, when did you start Toria Stitches?
I started Toria Stitches in 2019.
Okay.
So, from 2019, it has not been easy, but I started 2019, so it's been, 3 years?
Let's count, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, 3 years.
3 years.
Are we not in 2022?
So, it's 4.
We're in 2022. You guys, next year is 2023. Oh my God.
Wow.
So, time flies.
4 years into the whole fashion thing, and then it's been good. It has been... so hard, to be very honest, you know, because when you're coming up, you're an upcoming designer, starting from the scratch, learning new things yourself, to be very honest, learning
and
new
even
things,
funding the business.
Even funding on your own, it's not easy, guys. It's not easy at all. Coming from the bottom, and then I'm not yet at
started
the
from
peak,
the bottom now, but yeah. okay so I saw that you went for a competition. Tell us about that.
That competition, it's just God, though. Everything has been just God. You know, this past few months, God has been showing me so many ways. Like, I'm here for you. Because that competition, I actually registered for that competition without a dime.
What's the name?
Okay. Her name is House of Nike.
Okay.
So she did the competition in respect to her birthday. Her 45th birthday, I think. So when I saw that on Diadem's page, because you know me, I'm always everywhere on social media, and I think because of my time in fashion, they bring all those things to my page.
It pops up on your timeline.
Yeah, it pops up on my timeline, and I saw it, and I was like, okay, you don't have a dime, but just try yourself. I did it. I tagged my friends. I tagged you too now to help me follow the.
Yeah.
Page, help me follow her page and everything. I was very shocked when I saw the message that I've been selected. 10 out of 195 people
that applied, that registered.
That's wild. So when I saw the message, I say, hey, God. The first thing that came to my mind is, Vikiana, why you want sifons? Why you want sifons design dress? Because I didn't have a dime, but God came through, and then. Right there in the competition, I was nervous from start to finish. You guys should check out my designs. I designed a three-piece in respect to the massacre that happened
2020.
Because that was October. The competition happened in October. So I was like, no, I have to stand out. What can I design that will make people feel like, okay, you are creative enough? So I decided to go with paintings. I painted... you know, blood stains, you know, and all of that to show that, okay, this is what happened. This is what has been going on in the country.
Never forget.
Yes, we're never ever forgetting what has happened. May their soul rest in peace. So that was it, and I was so nervous, but right there and there I was praying like, God, please don't make me go home without anything, because I've spent a lot. I did two dresses, two looks. I did one Christmas look, then I did one that looked...
Man, when I saw the Christmas, I was like, I remember not shaking it, because like, I was actually surprised that it was not like a regular dress, like maybe two-piece or gown. Like, so something creative.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was impressed.
So you guys should check it out. So I did the Christmas look, and then I did the whole massacre look. And the massacre look actually made more
people were more excited for that.
Yes, exactly. People were more excited for that. When she turned it around and then showed it, they were like, wow, really? So, well, I was still nervous because in my mind now, you can't be so sure what the judges really want.
Yeah.
So I was just praying and praying and praying. Then when my name popped up, I said, thank God. At least my mind was like, let me not go without anything today. So, and it was so nice to be among other designers and being able to stand out. When you're seeing designs and you're like, and then you're still able to stand out, you can only thank God. I thank God. So, yeah, that was it.
So, what's your creative process like?
My creative process is like mind game. It's like a mind game. Like, my head is like, okay, what's the result? I'm looking at the end result.
Yeah.
That's the creative process. You're looking at the end before you even start. So if you're looking at the end before you start, you're supposed to know that this is what the end result should be like. So you have to like make sure you start working towards what it should be like. And there are sometimes the market system doesn't really even get you with what you want to, you know, create. Days that I would legit leave my comfort zone and rush to a co-market because I'm not satisfied what they have in where
close
I am.
By.
Yes.
Okay, so there was this time that I had a dress, and then I had so hard sleeves to the dress. Of course, I gave it to Vicky to help me find. And then she was sending different materials that we can add this one, she can add this one. They were different prices. The one that was nice was really expensive. But then she was like, that it's better to use this one because it's going to like spoil, what's it called? If I use like the cheaper one, it's probably going to like spoil out the dresses and all of this. And the fact is that the dress now, like the sleeves she had, it now made it look like it. That was how they made the dress from the onset. It was really lovely. I'm not sure I told you, but
even,
did a good job.
Even me that was a designer, when I saw the picture on your page, I was like, Actually, this looks good. Is this the dress?
Like you made it from the scratch.
Yes, as if I made it from the scratch because I was doubting the color combination. But at the end of the day, that was like the best I could get. The market system, to be honest, is not supportive because they only sell what they want to sell. They don't.
Or something that is in high demand.
Yes,
and it might not even be
and
of good quality.
Exactly. The one that has high demand might not be what you want. It might not be of good quality. So you have to like keep on going.
How do you deal with pricing? Like when people price your market, like they want to make a dinner dress, not there that maybe it's 4K that they have.
Okay, well, that part is tricky because there are sometimes, why do you want to make a dinner dress of 4K?
Why not? You know the problem? The problem is that when you go to a co-market, you see all these dresses, you see 4K, you see 3K. But the quality is obviously not good enough. And that kind of dress is not something that you can always wear or like speaks class. But people don't understand that. When you're not telling them that, oh no, it's skinny cut, skinny cut. They're like, but I saw this dress. Why don't you go and buy it there? But like my own is that. Tell us your funniest experience of somebody pricing you for a particular design.
I don't know if this babe is going to listen to this.
Should listen.
I legit even made a TikTok out of it and I was criticized for that. So this girl reached out to me and she said she wanted a pageantry dress. That she was selected as one of the candidates for pageantry. Okay. I said, all right, nice. I took out my sketchbook and I said, racking my brain, okay, this is a pageantry dress. What should it look like? And she's this whole Muslima kind of person. So definitely she wanted something as decent as possible. But the fabrics must give luxury. Because definitely it's a pageantry dress. So the pricing I gave her, I felt it was actually the best I could have given her. But then she told me...
Did she tell you?
I asked her what her budget was. Like, maybe I could have been able to fix her up with something. And then she went like, she has 5,000 naira for pageantry dress. And I was like, oh my god, this can't even work at all.
We don't do that here.
We don't do that here because I'm getting the fabrics for her, according to her, with 5K. I'll buy the fabrics. And then she was like, it's size 10. So which means she require at least 3 yards, at least 3 yards of fabric. Why do I want to see fabric? The cheapest fabric you can see out there that is okay, manageable. The lowest prices are like 1K. 1K for fabric. So which means...
But that's 1 yard.
That's 1 yard.
So you now spend 3K on fabric. Yeah, so the remaining 2K is what? Your workmanship.
The remaining 2K is workmanship. Definitely.
You need to buy pop-up and...
But that was my funniest experience, actually. That was the funniest so far.
Okay, amongst all the designers you are familiar with, which one of them would you most want to collaborate with?
To collaborate with a designer. I don't know if Dreamy know, but he's going to be Valdrin Sahiti. He's a designer. He's not a Nigerian designer, but his designs give all. When you look at Valdrin's designs, you wonder, what's even the start of this dress?
How did he think about it?
How
did it come to be?
Do you understand? It's not like the regular bespoke that everybody is doing here.
Yeah.
His own designs are like, no, stop. No, don't be playing. So I don't even play. No, I don't know. But I've even tried to look at some of his designs and recreate, but nah. And I'll just try my best to do mine too, so that if I create something, let some people be like, how did she do this? How did she do that? So basically, Valdrin, he's top notch.
Okay, so tell us what your goals are for the next 5 years.
My goals for the next 5 years would be number one, putting my fashion, house. I want to build my fashion brand so big that it keeps going bigger in the next 5 years. Let it just be growing like that, be a world-class fashion designer, of course. Not just Nigerian based. That's the goal.
International.
Yeah, work with, the music industry. Work with other entertainment industries too. Fashion does it for all. For music, you see fashion.
Yeah.
Every other thing. Pageantry, you see fashion. So, fashion is, you can't do without it. So, you guys, watch out.
Okay. Watch out. Coming soon. Okay, so... Before I let you go, I do is I ask my guests some trick questions. So the first one is, what word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary? Should I take the question again?
Yes, please.
What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
Incorrectly.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Are you looking confused? Yes, you are right.
Okay.
Okay. Second question.
Okay.
What two keys can't open any door?
What two keys can't open any door? That one is tricky.
Think.
What two keys?
Let me give you a clue. Animals. The answer is monkey and donkey. They end with key, but they cannot open any door.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. That's about it, guys. Thank you so much for coming to my lounge, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Vicky Annie, Vicky Doria Stitches, Vicky.
Everything,
Vicky. Can't wait to see more of you. Can't wait to see you in the fashion industry, topping the fashion industry.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope so too, by God's grace.
Okay, that's about it, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get notified every time we drop a new episode every Friday. Period. You must be used to all the men they will prove to. I don't get plans to use you, babe.